Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Browns.
Roquan Smith, obviously, set the topic with the tackle on Chris. I think we saw the NFL is reviewing that for a hip drop. I mean, when you look at what you did, think about that tackle, do you think that meets the definition of what a hip drop is?
First and foremost, just send prayers and speedy recovery out to Chris and whatnot. Like, got a lot of respect for him as a player, what he's accomplished throughout this league, and the little I've seen of him seems like a really good dude, and what I've heard, good family man. So, you know, you never want to see anybody go down with any type of injury, but we play a very physical game, and it demands a lot, and bullets are flying pretty fast, and, you know, but I never go into any game meaning to injure any player. I want every player to go back home safe and sound to their family. Maybe a little sore, but other than that, I definitely want you to get back home to your family all safe and sound. That's not really something to discuss in this moment. So, yeah.
How do you kind of take this game where you guys obviously had stretches where this defense looked really dominant, caused turnovers, could have had a few more, but then obviously the fourth quarter went haywire. How do you kind of take those two things?
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to take the positives from it and just knowing how many of those MOBPs, big opportunities that we did miss out on in the game, and just knowing if those things would have happened, how much it would change the outcome of the game. So when you think about it from that perspective, and then the little things that did come to bite us, just honing in on the small details when it get late in the game, and just having that boa constrictor mindset, like just squeezing the life out of each and every team and individual when they out there on the field against us.
How do you approach preparation for a game like this where you've got a starting quarterback who hasn't started for this team, hasn't started very much over the last few years, and you also have a new play caller? I mean, how much more challenging does that make preparation, just maybe dealing with a little bit more unknown than usual?
Honestly, I don't think it makes anything tougher. I think it just allows us to just go out and be ourselves, play our defense, humans are creatures of tendencies and habits and things like that. So a new play caller, things may be a little different and down in distances and things like that. But it's more of just coming out, playing our brand of football. But got a lot of respect for Winston and, the career he's had, Heisman winner, done a lot of great things. And as well as with Chubb coming back, expecting his upload to come a little more. And obviously got utmost respect for a guy like Chubb because I know how he worked and the type of guy that he is.
Physicality gets ratcheted up a little bit more than
usual. Oh, no doubt about it. I think going against Cleveland and Pittsburgh, those like two of the most physical games of the year, regardless of who you play. And I think that's just what the AFC North football is all about. So I pride myself on physicality, and I'm sure a lot of those guys do the same. And I know for a fact the guys in this locker room pride themselves on physicality. So it's about who's going to be more physical Sunday, and that's who will win the game.
Chubb is a guy that you obviously know pretty well. Just kind of where have you seen that come back, and then how are you guys preparing to face obviously a team that would like to get him very involved?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, a lot of respect for Chubb and everything he's accomplished throughout his career and what he will accomplish. And, yeah, just knowing last week with his first game back and then expecting his workload to go up a little bit more this week. And with that being said, stopping the run, that's our goal each and every week, making the team one-dimensional. And if I feel if we do that, take the run away, then we can have some fun.
Bro, what did you see from Marlon, two picks, and how do you feel like he's progressed this season or since camp?
Yeah, man, they used to say he had hands like a snake, but now, man, the guy got on the jug, so he's been catching them. But the guy's been busting his tail the way he's been throughout camp, OTAs, and throughout the season, man. The guy just honed in, focused on the details, and just trying to, take the team to that next level. And I think the way he's been playing has been huge for our defense, and we definitely are going to need him along the stretch.
All right, thank you, Ro.